The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in, Bucks fans. That one was very, very interesting and underwhelming. As the Bucks fall in Phoenix, first game without Giannis Antetokounmpo. More on that big news today coming up on the program as well. But the Bucks fall 140 to 131 in the desert to the Phoenix Suns. The House of Horrors of Phoenix continues for your Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks lose back-to-back games for the first time in the 2019-2020 season. They are now 53-11. It was about this time last year the Bucks, for the first time, lost back-to-back games in Phoenix as well. So that was also ironic. Bucks defensively, not very good, basically from start to finish. The Bucks never led in this game at all. Dug themselves a 25-point hole. It was 65-40 with 5:12 to go in the second half. That's as bad as it would get for Milwaukee today. Bucks would try to dig themselves out of that hole in the third quarter, outscoring Phoenix 32-25 after cutting it to, what was it, 18 at half? So they had it to a reasonable deficit, but the Bucks really unable to string together enough stops in that fourth quarter. They looked pretty gassed early in the fourth quarter after, you know, a pretty decent, pretty solid, all things told, third quarter. They really just could not get the stops needed and ultimately fall 140 to 131. Welcome in, everybody. This is Mayor Mitch. Mayor Mitch Ross in for Billy. Billy's out in Phoenix himself tonight with Tim, Billy. Austin, Texas is out there as well, helping out, taking some video, doing all that stuff. So obviously a big week coming up this week on The Fan with those guys out in Phoenix at Brewer Spring Training. So I am filling in. Happy to have you with us tonight. Again, the Bucks fall. Really the big news of the day, though, Giannis Antetokounmpo, after having a precautionary MRI yesterday, which kind of took some of us by surprise, I guess, as you were out and about for the day yesterday. I mean, you see that a Woj bomb that you do not want to see. Giannis taking that awkward fall Friday night in the loss to the Lakers. He kind of walked it off, kept playing. It would take a lot, I think, for Giannis to not continue to play. I think his leg would have to fall off for him to continue to not play. So it's really hard to kind of judge right after the incident how he's feeling, if he's hurt or not. He seemed to be in good spirits after the game on Friday. And then again, the precautionary MRI. The team then didn't announce anything until about 3 o'clock today. They would go ahead and say that Giannis is going to miss at least the rest of the road trip. That would include today's game, obviously, and then tomorrow, as well as they finish up in Denver. They will be without Giannis for at least those games, and he will be reevaluated. They play again Thursday against Boston, and then Saturday against Golden State, both at home, both on national TV. So you got to believe Adam Silver and the ratings department isn't happy with Giannis getting hurt right now. But I think overall the Bucks dodge a big bullet right there with Giannis. I mean, that could have been bad. I mean, how many times do you see in sports where, you know, a guy tears his ACL, God forbid, and he stays in and you know, Yovani Gallardo did it a few years ago for the Brewers way back when, pitched a couple more innings, ended up having a torn ACL and missed the majority of the season that year. My point is you can stay in a game and you might not necessarily know what's exactly wrong. And we do find out today that Giannis will only hopefully miss a couple of games. I did see on Twitter somewhere today that Rudy Gay back in 2015 had a similar injury and only missed about 4 days. So again, a huge bullet dodged, I think, for the Milwaukee Bucks. But I'd like to ask you guys, 414-799-1250, Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/1057FM The Fan, Twitter at 1057FM The Fan, how you would handle Giannis the rest of the way. The Bucks 53-11 with the loss. Obviously, the first seed in the East is, I'm not going to call it locked up with how tough the schedule is for the Milwaukee Bucks down the stretch here. I'm not going to call it locked up, but, you know, they do have a pretty significant lead in the Eastern Conference for the number one seed. And I think, obviously, with Giannis being the face of the franchise and darn near the face of the league, you want to be extremely, extremely cautious with Giannis, because, you know, really you're going to need him for the postseason. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's not about 70 wins. I think you can throw that out the window at this point, 53-11. It's going to be, you know, near perfect play here down the stretch. And it's the way the Bucks have been playing offensively and now defensively without Giannis. You know, it's just the on-ball defense is not there. Obviously, Wes Matthews, interestingly enough, walked back to the locker room, I believe, in the first quarter. When you don't have those two guys on the court, defense, to me, is definitely going to be stretched pretty thin for the Milwaukee Bucks. Those are probably your two best on-ball defenders, in my opinion. Bledsoe's pretty good as well at fighting through screens and all that. But really, the Bucks had no answer for Devin Booker in the first half. Aaron Baines also had a huge game for the Phoenix Suns today. So definitely a frustrating game for your Milwaukee Bucks as they fall 140-131. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. We got a lot to come here. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, who talks after each and every game with reporters, this time from Phoenix, Arizona, his hometown, or near his hometown of Holbrook, Arizona. Go inside the locker room. We'll hear from our Milwaukee basketball insider, Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel as well. We'll go inside the box score, get you all the numbers and everything, all that coming up and more here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Mayor Mitch Ross here in for Billy today as he is traveling today. They're probably relaxing on a patio somewhere right now out there in the Phoenix area. Those guys ended up not going to the game today. They were going to go and hang out, I think, but that ended up not happening. The plans didn't work out, so I'm sure they are probably enjoying themselves after the Brewer game this afternoon. Again, Brewer coverage coming up all week from Phoenix as the big show will be out there. Tim Allen's out there. Keep it locked here on The Fan. Injury report, Giannis Antetokounmpo, obviously the big news of the day. We'll miss the final two games of the road trip tonight and tomorrow. A minor joint capsule sprain is what it ended up being in his left knee. Again, after the precautionary MRI came about yesterday, after the awkward fall on Friday night's loss to the Los Angeles Lakers. Sounds like the Bucks have dodged a bullet, and he will be reevaluated later on this week. I can't imagine that Giannis would probably play at all this week. If you're a Buck member of Bucks brass, if you're Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, some people would argue that Giannis finishing the game on Friday was irresponsible of the Bucks coaching staff. But again, as I said in the last segment, Giannis it's going to take a lot for him to come out of the game, and it's going to take a lot to stand up to him, probably, to get him off the court. I'm sure it killed him today to watch the Bucks struggle as much as they did on the defensive side of the basketball. The Phoenix Suns obviously shot the lights out. And as a matter of fact, let's go inside the box score and take a closer look at some of the numbers.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
I'm going to start with Phoenix because they just shot the lights out in this one. 55% from the floor. It was closer to 60% for most of the game as the Suns cooled off a bit in the second half, but in that first half, they had 77 points, really taking it to the Bucks, defense. And there was a lot of wide open looks there in that first half. But, I mean, at some point, you would think that they would miss, and it really just never really happened. 42 minutes for Mikal Bridges today. He had 21 points, didn't miss a free throw, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc, 7 of 13 from the floor. Dario Saric, 11 points for him in the starting lineup today. Aaron Baines, the Bucks killer, with 24 points tonight, 8 of 16 from the floor, 4 of 11 threes. He had 9 on Friday against Portland. The three-point shooting barrage continues for Aaron Baines. Devin Booker, obviously a huge problem in the first half for the Bucks. Tonight, he played 39 minutes. He had 28 in the first half, would only finish with 36, so the Bucks did a nice job at containing him a little bit. I noticed in the first half they went with the rare box and one defense a few times on possessions where they would get baskets and could get back and set up their defense. The box and one where it's a box literally on the court around the key, typically, and then you have one guy where he's face guarding Devin Booker to try to get keep the ball out of his hands, and there were times where it worked and times where it didn't, but an interesting defensive adjustment there for a little bit, at least, by Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. Again, 36 points for Devin Booker to lead the way for the Phoenix Suns. Ricky Rubio, also a problem. He had a triple-double, 25 points for him, 13 rebounds, and 13 assists as well. 3 steals to go along for the Spanish guard. 37 minutes for him. Big problem for the Milwaukee Bucks today. The Suns bench, not very deep. They have just 3 guys coming off the bench. Shaq Diallo with 6 points in 14 minutes. Javon Carter with 12 points in 32 minutes. And Ty Jerome with 5 in 14 minutes off the bench for the Phoenix Suns. Over to the Bucks. Chris Middleton led the way, led all scorers with 39 points today in Phoenix in 35 minutes. 13 of 26 from the floor, 3 of 10 from beyond the arc. He missed his first 7 on the day and saved face with 18 points in that first quarter, made his next 5 shots. 10 of 11 from the line for Middleton. He continues to be a powerhouse at the free throw line. He had 4 assists and 2 rebounds as well. 4 big turnovers for Chris Middleton today as well. Ersan Ilyasova, let's hear it for him. Getting the start today, 15 minutes, didn't take a shot, had 7 rebounds, no assists, 1 offensive rebound, and a turnover for Ersan Ilyasova. Brook Lopez, I guess going to form the big 3 here while Giannis is out. It's going to be Brook in there now. 27 minutes for Brook today. 18 points, 8 of 14 shooting, 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. The 3-point struggles and inconsistencies continue for Brook in Splash Mountain as he struggles again from the 3-point line, just 25%. 2 assists and only 2 rebounds for Brook Lopez today. Wes Matthews, 17 minutes, 5 points, 2 of 5 from the floor, and 1 of 2 from beyond the arc. He had 2 rebounds as well. Eric Bledsoe, very aggressive. Good to see out of Eric Bledsoe today. 34 minutes, 28 points, 12 of 19 from the floor, 2 of 4 from beyond the arc, and 2 of 5 at the line. So that's got to get a little bit better. 7 assists as well. 3 turnovers for Eric Bledsoe. This aggressive Eric Bledsoe you saw today, which I is huge. It's just the way that Eric Bledsoe has to play. You know, he probably had a little bit of extra juice playing in Phoenix, his old team, the team he asked to be traded from, sort of forced his way out. I'm sure even though he forced his way out, you always have a little extra juice when you're facing your old team. So he did see that today. 34 minutes for Bledsoe, 35 for Chris Middleton. That's higher than it typically is, which is interesting given the fact that you're playing on a back-to-back in Denver tomorrow, another house of horrors. I probably would have pulled the plug a little bit earlier if I were the head coach, because I think that this one was wrapped up pretty good as we got kind of halfway through the fourth quarter, and you just kind of thought maybe with the back to back you might want to pull the plug. But Middleton and Eric Bledsoe play a pretty large amount of minutes. Dante DiVincenzo, good again, 28 minutes off the bench, 16 points, 7 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. That 3-point shot slowly but surely coming along. 0 for 1 from the line as well from Dante DiVincenzo. Did have 4 assists and 7 boards, 2 steals, one of which was a pretty nice one. I got a feeling it might be the defensive play of the game coming up here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, but stay tuned for that. Marvin Williams, 25 minutes off the bench as well. He had 5 points, just 1 of 3. There was a while there where it was Marvin Williams, George Hill, Robin Lopez, and Ersan Ilyasova, all these guys playing minutes with no baskets. And George Hill, not very good tonight either. 16 minutes off the bench as he came back from injury as well after being kneed in the nether realm, if you will, on Monday by Goran Dragic. Thank you very much. He's just 1 of 5 today, 0 of 2 from beyond the three-point line. He's coming back down to earth a little bit on that three-point shot. Robin Lopez, just 6 minutes tonight, didn't play very much at all. Just 4 points for Robin in this one. No rebounds, no assists. Excuse me, 1 rebound, no assists. So not a very impactful night for Robin Lopez. Pat Connaughton, 18 minutes, 5 points, 2 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Kyle Korver, 3 of 4. He is now back after missing nearly a month with a back issue. We'll see what happens with Kyle Korver and the way he's handled down the stretch here for the Milwaukee Bucks. 13 minutes, again, 9 points. 3 of 4, all on threes. 3 of 4 from beyond the three-point line, so that's good to see for Kyle Korver as we head down the stretch here. And it's a guy that you're going to need his shooting, no question about it, here in the playoffs and going forward. Bucks fall today 140 to 131 to the Phoenix Suns. The big news of the day, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Not seriously hurt. His knee is just a minor joint capsule sprain of his left knee after the awkward fall. Just asking you guys at 414-799-1250 how you just handle Giannis the rest of the way. Obviously, overly cautious, I think, is going to be the consensus. There's no question about that, that he's very important to this team. And the prospects of winning a championship without Giannis, I don't think there's any way that happens. And clearly, it's something where you got to be very cautious. And I know the Bucks have a very tough schedule the rest of the way, one of the toughest schedules in the league. So it's one of those where you got to balance it. But at the same time, if he's good to go, he's good to go. I guess if he wants to play, he should be out there. If he can play, he should be out there. However, if he's not right, you cannot screw this up. It's very, very important that Giannis's long-term health is important. I have been saying pretty much all year, if the Bucks don't get the championship this year, I don't know if it's ever going to come, because it's kind of paved for him now. I mean, to get to the finals, it's going to be, obviously, something's going on with Brooklyn, but they just fired their coach out of nowhere yesterday. But they will have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving probably back next year. I would imagine both those guys will be together. I guess you never know with either of those guys. But Brooklyn's going to be, there's already 6 good teams in the East. Brooklyn would be the 7th. And it'll be a very, very highly competitive Eastern Conference next year with Kevin Durant healthy again. So the long-term health is really the number one key for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/1057FMTheFan, Twitter at 1057FMTheFan. Some reaction coming into the Bucks, kind of overall woes, the offense and the defense. I mean, 131 today, they were hitting shots, but obviously not getting the stops when needed in the fourth quarter. Andrew tweets at 1057FMTheFan. Tough stretch with 6 games in 8 days, 5 on the road. Giannis out, give Bled and Middleton a chance to get out of a funk. Bucks lose in Denver, bounce back with Giannis at home versus Boston and get a W. Favorable schedule to end the month versus Toronto at the end of the month. So obviously, you know, Bucks Nation seems to be okay. You know, I mean, there's going to be some panicking, if you will, just given the amount of frustrating losses and back-to-back losses, and it's not something we're really used to as Bucks fans. So, I mean, but again, the most important thing at this point is going to be the health of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Let's go out to you guys, 414-799-1250. Mike on the south side, you're up first on the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, Mayor. You can encase him in kryptonite or carbonite, a hand solo, which is what I'd like to do.
That would be nice, yes.
Star Wars geek.
Yep.
So 4 days off before Boston. He's not going to play tomorrow. No.
Basically official. That's been announced. He's not playing tomorrow.
Sit him next to the candy trays, and he's going to say, "Coach, I'm good. I go in."
Yeah.
No. So he could actually have 7 days off. They'll probably want to bring him back for Boston. Golden State, they're miserable. What does that game prove? And then Miami's the big showdown again. maybe home court advantage, a test, and that's all I got for tonight.
All right, sounds good, Mike. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we'll see what happens with the you know, the Giannis situation. It's just, you know, again, if it's minor, the Bucks themselves have already announced him out for today's game and tomorrow. They will reevaluate him, but again, you got to believe that you got to protect this guy. And you know, as Mike laid it out there, I mean, Golden State's pretty miserable, even with Steph Curry. Who knows if he even plays on Saturday? Boston's going to be a tough one on Thursday. If Giannis can go, by all means, you'd love to see him out there, but it's going to be, again, the long-term health is very, very, very important for Giannis Antetokounmpo, obviously the reigning MVP. And apparently people think LeBron James has snuck his way into that conversation with a couple of games this weekend, but don't even get me started on that. LeBron, it's not a lifetime achievement MVP. It's the best player on the best team, should have a huge case for MVP at the end of the day. And just a couple of nice games from LeBron James here after the narrative gets drummed up. Congrats to him, but I still think it's Giannis's MVP award to lose. And clearly his health, I guess, would probably be somewhat of a factor for that MVP award. If he can't go for a bunch of games down the stretch, I don't know, maybe it hurts his chances if LeBron James is dropping 30 points a night against great teams. And again, they pretty much pounded the Clippers today for the first time this season. So back-to-back tremendous games from LeBron James, but I don't believe that necessarily affects the outcome of the MVP award here in 2019 and 2020. Bucks lose today, 140 to 131. Let's get you the drive of the game.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Mayor Mitch Ross here with you as the Bucks fall 140 to 131. Ersan Ilyasova starts in place of Giannis today, which I've seen about enough of Ersan, and we'll see. I guess plug and play, just 15 minutes tonight for Ersan, so he seems to have fallen a little bit out of favor with Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, who we will hear from here coming up in a few minutes here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. So I don't know. If Ersan Ilyasova starting significant games here for the Bucks, I think they could be in trouble against some of these better teams. And obviously the defense suffered today as they give up 140 to the Phoenix Suns, who have been playing good offensive basketball, but, you know, not something that you ever like to see if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan. The drive of the game, the Bucks, again, just really couldn't string together stops. But in the fourth quarter, right when you thought this thing was on ice, the Bucks try to, you know, close the gap a little bit. With this one, they get it to 134 to 128 on a stolen inbound pass late in the game.
And they have hit 12 of 13 free throws in the fourth quarter. Pat Connaughton picks it off. Middleton. 39 points, 44 seconds remaining in Phoenix.
Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke on the call. Marcus Johnson with him as usual here today. Again, the Bucks fall 140 to 131 as they fall to 53 and 11 on the season. They lose back-to-back games for the first time this year as well, just like last year, the second one coming in Phoenix. Continues to be a house of horrors for sure for your Milwaukee Bucks. I'll head back out to you guys, 414-799-1250. It's Andre on the north side. You're up next on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. What you got tonight, Andre?
Man, I think in these last 2 years, man, we experienced a lot of success. And I think that we in a tough stretch now. And everybody got to stay composed. You know what I mean? Like, this it's not going to be easy to win a championship, man. It's, you know, I think we all looked at the Bucks record and said, hey, man, you know, let's go on to the finals and win it. But, man, that dude, it is hard.
It is hard. It is, absolutely.
And I think the Warriors, they made it look easy, but they had, you know, some all-world dudes out there, man. You know, so Giannis is going to have to take his lumps, man, like the rest of these stars in this league have. All of them took their lumps. Detroit Pistons wrote a book on how to hack Jordan. Like, all of them go through it, man. And this, and he's still young. He's 25. Mm-hmm. He's going to win multiple championships, whether it's in Milwaukee or wherever. He's going to win championships. But he's going to have to take his lumps now, man. And the Bucks taking their lumps now. And Bud needs to show me something with his offense when they wall off Giannis, man. You got to come with something else. Put him in the post. Put him in the post, man. Let him jump hook people all day, dude. Like, I don't, you know, you got to find some other way to free him up when these teams that are equipped to block him off do it. You got to find something else to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I'm putting this stuff on Bud right now.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, he's got a lot to prove, I think, in the postseason as we go forward throughout his career. That's been the knock on him, is that he's kind of, the thing with the Bucks is that their style of play is, over an entire season, it's great. But sometimes in the postseason, things get tight and things shorten up, and there's just a time when you need buckets, and they either, you know, this year they seem to have a tendency to get those buckets, but that Laker game obviously was a real indicator in that as well. Was it not? And Andre, I got to ask you, how do you handle Giannis here down the stretch? I mean, they dodge a bullet with just a minor joint.
I give him all the rest he needs, and because these other guys got to prove it. All year they've been, the bench been good, you know, Middleton been great. You know what? They got to step up, man. Because somebody else, other than Giannis, is going to have to step up if we want to win a championship. Somebody other than him is going to have to be able to carry the load one or two games or three games. And now with this injury, shoot, man, you're going to need somebody. You're going to need Bledsoe and Middleton, man, to be on their game every night.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yep, no question about it. Thanks for the call, Andre. You know, maybe it is good for the Bucks to have – this bit of adversity kind of hit them right now, where it's been a season where, up until, you know, very recently, they've pretty much cruised all the way. And now you have clearly the highest amount of adversity for this Milwaukee Bucks team. They've hit a couple of injuries, obviously a real significant one here with Giannis being out. It's going to be, they're going to be tested, and you're going to want Chris Middleton to step up. Middleton was not very good on Friday night against the Lakers. Much better today after, despite a, you know, pretty terrible start from Chris Middleton. He did kind of snap out of it and ended up with 39 points to lead all scorers today. But clearly Middleton is definitely more aggressive this year. And I think a lot of that has to do with Malcolm Brogdon not being around to take shots away, to be driving to the basket. It's you know, Chris is kind of firmly, you know, entrenched himself as the second fiddle for the Milwaukee Bucks. And yeah, he's definitely going to have to step up as we go down the stretch here, and especially we never know how long Giannis is going to be out. I know they said just a couple of games to reevaluate him, but I just have a feeling that they're going to want to be very, very cautious with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Let's get you the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
I mean, really, a lot of this is going to be the shooting of the Phoenix Suns. I mean, 55% from the floor. The Bucks allowed a non-playoff team to score that many points and shoot that high of a percentage. 19 threes made as well for the Phoenix Suns. It looked like they were going to hit about 40 of them after that first quarter. Maybe I'll go with that. Are you kidding me? That first quarter for the Phoenix Suns? Unbelievable. They shoot 75% in that quarter, and the Bucks just had no answer at all. They scored 47 points in that first quarter, and the Bucks were well on their way to a loss, and they would ultimately suffer that loss today. 140 to 131 to fall to 53-11 on the year. The big news of the day, Giannis Antetokounmpo officially out for these last two games of this road trip, will be reevaluated. Asking you guys at 414-799-1250 how to handle him in the health situation and rest and everything else for Giannis. He plays so hard every night. So it's got to be something that you have to watch with him. But would love to hear you guys' thoughts. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/1057FM, The Fan, on Twitter at 1057FM, The Fan. We'll hit a quick break here. On the other side, we'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. We'll also get you an X Factor. We got to put an eye on the enemy. We'll get you the defensive play of the game as well here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Mayor Mitch Ross in for Billy today as Billy's out in the Valley of the Sun with Tim. Those guys are out there doing a lot of work this week for our station. We thank them for that. Stay locked here all week long as those guys will be live from Maryvale Spring Training Complex, or should I say the American Family Fields of Phoenix, for the Milwaukee Brewers. Tim will have spring training live each and every night this week for a couple of hours. And also Billy will be out there during the Wendy's Big Show 2-6 right here on The Fan. Keep it locked here. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer coming up next on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Mayor Mitch in for Billy tonight.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Yannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Welcome back. It is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North here on The Fan. Mayor Mitch in for Billy Baby Tal Schmid tonight as he is out in Phoenix on assignment. Those guys will be working out there all week down at Brewer Spring Training HQ. So keep it locked right here all week for updates and shows live every day this week here on The Fan, right there from Maryvale, as the Brewers head into their season here coming up at the end of the month. Defensive play of the game, Dante DiVincenzo, pretty big once again for the Bucks. 16 points off the bench for Dante again after a huge game on Friday. Really, Dante was in stretches on Friday against arguably the second-best team in the league, the Lakers. Dante was huge for stretches on Friday. He would continue that again. Today he gets a big steal here in the second quarter when the wheels were they were trying to put the wheels back on it were the Bucks, and this would make it 67-46 after going down by as much as 25 in that second quarter.
DiVincenzo.
And one.
Tied up and fouled. Ty Jerome, what a play.
Yeah, he pokes it away there and would take it down and get the and one and would complete the three-point play with Dante DiVincenzo. Again, 16 points for him off the bench today as well in 28 minutes. So Bucks obviously going to have some funky rotations without a certain someone for the next couple of games. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks kind of dodge a bullet with a serious injury. Doesn't sound like it's too bad. It's just a minor joint capsule sprain of Giannis's left knee after that awkward fall on Friday night. Before we hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, I want to head back out to you guys, 414-799-1250. Marcus on the north side, you're up next on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'll be real brief.
Sure.
I want to say, as far as Giannis is concerned, his injury, I would shut him down for a full five games. Okay. They said they would like to shut him down for two, maybe three. I would shut him down for five games. Don't worry about the MVP. We're worried about a championship. So I would shut him down until he's fully healthy with that knee. Second point I want to make is this, and where I'm disappointed at as a longtime Bucks fan. I'm just really starting to think the Bucks are just a regular season team. They're going to get bounced in the playoffs. They're not going to make it to the championship. I watched L.A. play Friday. I watched them today again. And they can't even beat the Phoenix Suns without Giannis. I got to tell you, this team is not a NBA caliber team to win a championship. And it's unfortunate that each year we're just a regular season team. No one's paying attention to it. That's why I have not been excited as a fan of the regular season, what they've done this year. I haven't been excited about it. It's like, okay, that's fine. I don't care if you get in with as a wild card. But the bottom line is the Bucks are just a regular season team. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry you feel that way, Marcus, and thanks for the call. It's one of those things where, I mean, so it's been one season. You have really a pretty small sample size. Mike Budenholzer is known for, again, as I touched on in the last segment, he's known for his lack of adjustments in the postseason and sort of staying the course, and there's coaches throughout history tend to, you know, if they're system type guys, they tend to stick with their system a little bit too long. But let's hang on here. It's been one season. You know, a caller in the last segment touched, I think it was Andre, touched about how Michael Jordan, you might have heard of him, had a really tough time breaking through until he was 28 years old. And Giannis is only 25. Mike Budenholzer, his Atlanta teams were clearly regular season teams. They would run into LeBron James and have a tough time to get through him. Mike Budenholzer never had a Giannis Antetokounmpo on those teams. And Giannis never had a Mike Budenholzer until last year. So let's give these guys a little bit more time than just 1 year and say, oh, they're just a regular season team. I do understand some of the fears, but we gotta relax. Let's hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and hear what Steve Sparky Pfeiffer thinks about this one. Sparky, Giannis out for 2 games. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's better than being out for the year. Look, I tend to agree with what Marcus just said, and that is just rest him for, I don't care, rest him for a couple more weeks. It doesn't matter to me. Make sure that thing is 100%. Let's not rush him back for no reason. You're in the playoffs. That's already set. You know how good you are at this point, I think. It's not going to change if he comes back or not. You are what you are. So just rest him until he's 100% and bring him back. Let's not rush him back in the middle of the week just to have him back and you know, stop the panic if he gets swept on this West Coast trip. Because face facts, right now, it looks like they very well may get swept tomorrow night. They very well probably will lose to the Denver Nuggets, and you're going to lose 3 in a row, and that would have been unheard of if you had brought that up a couple of weeks ago, saying the Bucks were going to lose 3 in a row at any point this season. But it is what it is at this point, and that's the one thing that I think everybody's got to just be okay with. Yeah, okay, fine, so 70 wins isn't going to happen. So be it. But now it's about being healthy and ready to go in the playoffs and giving yourself an opportunity to go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it's. I do think we just need to be a little bit more open-minded, just because it's only been one season. We don't know. I know that they more or less choked in the postseason last year, but and I think a little bit of adversity, Sparky, right now might be exactly what this team needs, just to kind of come back down to earth a little bit. It's been they've cruised through the season, and now things are getting difficult, and hopefully the Bucks can find a way to play their best basketball before April 18th.
Well, look, I mean, part of this is, we're not stupid, right? It's going to come down to Middleton and Bledsoe when you get into series that are tough and they have to produce. It's just really that
well,
simple, guys.
And that's what hurt them on Friday was Middleton and Bledsoe were not good.
Absolutely. So now you're going to get a second-round matchup, say it is against Miami or somebody. They're going to have to play well in that series for them to advance. And then you get to the Eastern Conference Finals against Toronto, Boston, whoever that is. And, again, they're going to have to play well to advance. And Giannis is going to do what Giannis does, but he's going to need help. And it's going to have to come more in the form of those two than relying on Kyle Korver to get 20 or relying on Marvin Williams to get 20 on a given night. Could that happen in a given game? Sure. But everything says that Middleton and Bledsoe need to get what their averages are during the season. You can't have Bledsoe take 5 shots in a game in a playoff game and then go, well, I wonder why we didn't win. Well, you didn't win because your third best player on the team didn't do what he was supposed to do. Or Chris Middleton, again, today, starts off 0 for, what was it, 7?
Yep, 0 for 7.
And then hits like 4 or 5 shots in a row and gets himself out of his funk. All I want from Middleton and Bledsoe is just be aggressive. That's all. That's all I'm asking. On nights you're going to miss shots, fine, I'll deal with that. Just please just stay aggressive and continue to attack the rim and be aggressive on the offensive side of the floor. Because if they're not, they're going to have problems in the playoffs.
Well, you saw that today from Bled. I mean, he just was, I don't know if it was the former team thing or what, or somebody got to him, but he was absolutely very aggressive and just every time down, attack, 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 which is how you want Bledsoe to play the game. He can mix in some threes, and, you know, he's an adequate shooter, I suppose, but that's definitely, you hate to see him settle because he's so tough when he's coming downhill. And it's just the way he needs to play. Ersan Ilyasova in the starting lineup, Sparky. What you make of that move?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to get him some run. I mean, legitimately, Marvin Williams is taking his job, and really, I think Marvin Williams needs to be more involved in the offense than he's been. But
yeah,
at this point, just get Ersan some run, get the rust off, and get him ready for the playoffs because he's very well probably going to need him as well as Marvin Williams and everybody else on this bench.
That's a scary thought. That's a scary thought. Ersan can't move his feet anymore.
Doesn't have to. All he's got to do is hit a couple threes in the game. That's all you're asking him to do.
Yeah, you are.
That's really all.
I mean, you would love to see DJ Wilson get some run at some point, but I think that's out the door at this point.
Stop. Maybe he can help the G League team in the playoffs.
That's basically what we're looking at. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline for a couple of minutes. Sparky, I'm going to let you go. We got to get to Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer here.
Good. I got to eat dinner, so that works out.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for a couple of minutes.
Hi, buddy. See ya.
All right, there he is. Talk to you later. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the former host of this very Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Let's hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, shall we?
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit schneiderjobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks fall 140-131 out in Phoenix. The House of Horrors continues. Bucks lose back-to-back games for the first time this season. And let's hear what Mike Budenholzer himself had to say after this one.
You know, tough first quarter for us. Phoenix's aggressiveness on both ends of the court, just put them in a position where they could, kind of maintain a lead and take it home. So they played great. A lot of credit to them. Rubio made a lot of shots. Different guys made shots. Booker was phenomenal for the first half, and Baines. So I liked the competitiveness of our group, though, in the second half, the way we fought and gave ourselves some chances. But a tough game.
How difficult did that first quarter, the hole that was kind of created, how difficult did it make it for the team to get over the hump in the second half, maybe?
Very. 19, when you're down 19, I think we won the other three quarters, so it's hard to win three quarters and lose a game by nine still. So, it was a huge haul. They did a lot of things well. They shot it well. They executed well. They were defensively, they were into us. So credit to Phoenix. They were really good today.
Can you turn it around defensively, like in the matter of a quarter? Like if a team gets it going that quickly, do you think there was something you guys could have done better defensively to shore that up, or is it just kind of a runaway train?
I think there was enough examples where we're just giving them, kind of everything. They had the whole world in the first half, and that's not like us. So we need to just at least execute on a basic fundamental level. And there were enough examples where we weren't just doing kind of basic fundamental things, and they made us pay for it.
You went with Marvin over Ersan late in the game. Is that something maybe next game you're going to change the starting lineup with Marvin instead of Ersan? Or I guess just what did you see out of Ersan tonight?
Well, tough for Ersan. He hasn't played, I think, for, last handful of games. But we've liked him in the starting lineup. And I think Ersan was fine tonight. It's not really, I don't think very much about Ersan. But certainly, Marvin's getting more comfortable. And defensively gives us, some really good things. And so, we'll just kind of continue to figure it out.
67 points combined for Chris and Bled together. What do you think of the way that when they feel like they need to step up, they do? Offensively?
They were able to kind of put us in a position where, it felt like we had a chance in the second half, and Chris made a lot of plays, and Bled made a lot of plays attacking, getting to the paint. So they're great players, and that's what we need them to do.
What did you think of Dante again? It just feels like every game we're talking about it at this point, but it felt like, again, he gave you that second half energy.
I think he's kind of his competitiveness and his will to kind of change the game, I think, is as impactful as anybody. Chris and Bled scored a bunch and did a lot of things, but, what Dante brings and just the energy he brings to us, and I think it, genuinely changes or at least gives you a chance.
With Giannis out, do you guys have any conversations with Chris about his need to maybe be more aggressive, or is that something just as a player instinctively he does?
Much more instinctively, and he's done it, I think, a handful of times. We've had to play without Giannis enough times. And so Chris, I think Chris can actually play a little bit better. There was, times when, he wasn't like his best, but still, it's hard to say that guy gets 39. It's pretty good.
First time I think I've seen you go boxing one since you've been in Milwaukee. Just what was kind of the thought process there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it wasn't until the second quarter. I mean, we had 40, we gave up 47, and Booker was on fire, and just try something different, just change the rhythm of the game. I thought it helped us. You know, it gave us a nice little stretch where we got some stops, and then offensively we had a couple of bad possessions that just, you know, kind of flipped it right back. So, but I thought the boxing one was good.
In that second half, what did you think of the different coverage you kind of threw at Booker? I know guys were trapping out higher, really trying to get the ball out of his hands.
Thought it was good. You know, I think, you know, ultimately you got to some degree pick your poison. He was having one of those nights, so tried to get the ball out of his hands. And, you know, Saric, you know, made a three to start the second half, and Baines made just enough threes, and Bridges made just enough threes, and Rubio. So overall, you know, I think the guys tried, and they put themselves in a chance, a position where, you know, we competed in the second half. All right, thanks.
There he is, Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. After this one, the Bucks lose 140-131 out in Phoenix. That's consecutive losses for the first time in 2019-2020. They're now 53-11. Not a whole lot to panic about. The Bucks dodge a big bullet with Giannis Antetokounmpo, only reportedly, well, officially announced missing the next two games, but it could be more ultimately, depending on how cautious the Bucks want to be. I think a lot of Bucks Nation and fans alike and NBA fans would prefer that the Bucks be very, very cautious with the face of the, I don't want to call him the face of the NBA quite yet. He's right around there. Definitely the face of the franchise and the reigning MVP. Probably will be back-to-back MVPs, although LeBron maybe has tightened up the discussion a little bit, but I still think it's Giannis's to lose. And maybe with the injuries, who knows how much he will play down the stretch. But at the end of the day, the MVP is an individual award, and I think Giannis would gladly trade a championship this season for an MVP, and I don't think anybody would be have a problem with that here in Milwaukee, in the state of Wisconsin, and across the country. Bucks fans everywhere would certainly love to have a championship, because if it doesn't happen this year, I feel like there's so much uncertainty, and you know, we'll see. There's been some talk here on the show tonight that the Bucks are just a regular season team, and again, I'm all about just kind of waiting and seeing on that one, because it is. It's really tough to say after just one good solid crack at it last year. I know things kind of unraveled at the end, but that can happen at times when you're facing great defensive teams like the Toronto Raptors, especially led by Kawhi Leonard, who is no longer there. So the Bucks do have it pretty good, and definitely a golden path paved to the NBA Finals. But we'll see if they will indeed make it. We'll hit a quick break here on the other side. We got more coming up. Hope to hear from Bucks, our Milwaukee basketball insider, Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, coming up here on the program. Also put an eye on the enemy. We'll get you a drive of the game as well here as we go forward on the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. Bucks fall 140-131 in Phoenix.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Probes post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station. Mayor Mitch Ross here, in for Billy tonight as the Bucks fall 140-131 in Phoenix, the house of horrors for the Milwaukee Bucks for whatever reason. I mean, it's kind of odd, but the Bucks can't seem to play well lately in Phoenix, and Phoenix is, I would say, a little bit better than they were last year. If the Suns had a hot start, a la the Minnesota Timberwolves, and everybody kind of thought, well, is this the year they're taking the step? And then things kind of unraveled. Clearly, you know, their pace is good. They clearly can shoot the ball, and that's going to be your X factor of the game in this Bucks 140-131 loss. That, you know, Phoenix just shot the lights out, especially in the first quarter. Bucks dug themselves a huge hole that they ultimately could not get out of, because they had to expend a ton of energy in that third quarter just to sort of stay in the game. Clearly the Bucks came out and realized they actually had a game today in the second half after giving up 77 points to the Suns, 47 in the first quarter alone. As the Suns shoot 75% from the floor in that first quarter, ended up at 55.3% overall from the floor, and 44% from three, 19 of 43. That's gonna That's not going to do it very well if you're the Milwaukee Bucks on the defensive end of the ball. And without Giannis Antetokounmpo for a couple of games here, it's just the defense might be a little bit lackluster. Giannis is so critical. I mean, his length and everything, it's just you could tell there were times when, I mean, when the Bucks go small on the defensive side of the ball, you know, you're seeing today, at least, you saw kind of Marvin Williams being the back end of that defense in the small ball lineup. And it, I mean, there's just no comparison there. You know, Giannis and Marvin Williams, with all the respect to Marvin, I mean, he's not Giannis. And it's I think it's fair to say he's only 6'8". Giannis is all of 7 feet long, all over the place. So when Giannis is in this, he's an ideal small ball five in today's NBA. And really, he's an ideal player in today's NBA, no question about it. And, you know, still time for you guys at 414-799 to give us your thoughts on how you would like to handle the Giannis Antetokounmpo situation with the injuries. And the Bucks are at a point where 70 is probably out of the equation now at 53-11. You can only lose one more time this season. I don't find that likely, so I don't think we can pretty much end that discussion of going for 70, and I think the most important thing is making sure Giannis is healthy enough as we go into the postseason and the Bucks begin their championship run. So I think it's very important that the Bucks are very, very cautious with Giannis down the stretch here as they try to lock up that one seed, yet keep everybody healthy for the playoffs and rested. And I don't think rest is really an issue for the Bucks. They did look pretty winded at times in the second half tonight. Again, a lot of energy in that third quarter, and you really ran out of gas there in the fourth quarter. Just could not string together stops. Mike Budenholzer elects to play out the string and go for the win the whole time, despite having a game tomorrow right away in Denver, which has also been a house of horrors, in my opinion, for your Milwaukee Bucks. And let's take a closer look now, I guess, at some of the games coming up, including tomorrow night's action in Denver. The Bucks also have Boston coming up this week, so let's put an eye on the enemy.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, if you're looking for tonight's game, again, hot shooting from the Suns is really all you need to know. The Bucks is not able to get many stops, really, at all, as they fall 140-131. Quick look at some of the other scores on the day. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Boston Celtics moments ago on a game winner from Dennis Schroeder, 105-104 in Boston. So the Celtics will be looking to bounce back from that loss for sure. The Denver Nuggets themselves do not play tonight. They did lose last night to the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is not a great loss if you're the Denver Nuggets trying to compete for, you know, the two seed probably in the West. But that team is as inconsistent as any team in the NBA. And so we'll see which team can get right tomorrow. Also, the Lakers knocking off the Clippers in LA. That's a home game for the Clippers today, 112-103. That's the third matchup for those guys this year as well. LeBron James, 28 points, 7 boards, 9 assists as well. Anthony Davis, also huge, 30 points for the Lakers today as well. Again, 112-103 there. That's the third matchup. The fourth one coming up in April, that was the one postponed around the Kobe Bryant passing. So those guys, obviously, those games are pretty great to watch as they are two certain powerhouses out in the West, no question about it. New Orleans, they got a win today, 37 from Drew Holiday, 23 from Zion Williamson, 120-107. They knock off the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Chicago Bulls fall to the Nets, 110-107, as the Nets get a win in their first game with interim head coach Jacques Vaughn after they fired, surprisingly and curiously fired, Kenny Atkinson. It'll be interesting to see how that situation plays out for your Milwaukee Bucks, for the Brooklyn Nets. As it sounds like it was a player motivated firing, which, you know, color me shocked that Kyrie Irving wouldn't be the first time that he is a part of ousting a good solid NBA head coach So we'll have to see who the Nets do go with. But right away, that was my thought as well. They probably want their guy for next year when everything should line up for the Brooklyn Nets and they get Kevin Durant back. Let's take a look at the standings as well here as the Bucks fall today. 140-131 in Phoenix. They are 53-11. They still have an 8-game lead over the Toronto Raptors here who are playing in Sacramento right now. They're up 22-17 in the first quarter. So pending that result, Bucks still have an 8-game lead. Boston loses today. They're the 3 seed. They are 10.5 behind the Bucks. So the Bucks, you know, barring the unthinkable, perhaps more play like today could be an indicator, but barring the unthinkable, the Bucks should have the 1 seed all but locked up. Miami, they are doing battle as well. Look like they are beating and about to beat the Washington Wizards. So they are 40-23, the 4 seed. Indiana, 39-25. Philadelphia lost last night to the Steph Curry-less Golden State Warriors on national TV. You absolutely hate to see it. The 38-26, 15 games back of your Milwaukee Bucks. Brooklyn again, 29-34. Orlando would be your first round opponent if the season ended today at 29-35, just a half game behind the Brooklyn Nets. We'll hit a quick break here on the other side. We'll wrap this thing up. We'll get you a Chevy MVB, and we'll also go with some defensive plays of the game. Get you maybe some highlights from this one as we sort of look back on a Bucks 140-131 victory. Giannis Antetokounmpo out tonight, out tomorrow. We'll see how much further this goes on as he has a minor joint capsule sprain of his left knee after that fall late in the game on Friday against the Lakers. Mayor Mitch in for Billy today. Billy is in Phoenix. Unable to do the show tonight, though, as they're working out there for their shows all week this week. Again, Tim Allen out there as well. He will have shows all week long, 6 to 8 all week, Monday through Friday here on The Fan as we get you set for Brewer season. Obviously, a great time of year as hope springs eternal out there for your Milwaukee Bucks, Milwaukee Brewers, excuse me, despite not having maybe the most exciting offseason. We'll see how they can fare here in 2020. Definitely with Christian Yelich locked up now, they kind of know the future of that, and should be a fun season as it usually is for the Milwaukee Brewers. And again, those guys are there all week long, so keep it right here on The Fan. Bucks fall today 140-131. Mayor Mitch in for Billy again tonight. The Bucks, not the greatest day. We'll have more next here on The Fan.
Who played a big role off the bench today? Let's check our bench mob moment of the game. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bench mob moment of the game here in the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Got to be Dante DiVincenzo, big again off the bench. 16 on 7 of 11 shooting from Dante. That inside finishing is improving. Three-point shot looking better and better every game, I swear. 7 rebounds, 4 assists for the Big Ragu as well. And 28 minutes off the bench. Instrumental Friday for the Bucks in the loss. And instrumental tonight as well in the loss, unfortunately. Dante providing a spark, definitely, off the bench. He is not going to be the Chevy MVP, though. That's going to go to Chris Middleton. 39 points in 35 minutes, 13-26 shooting. Overcame a horrific start, 0-7 for Middleton, you know, doing his usual thing, and then he got hot again, you know, a streaky shooter as he is. And 3 of 10 from beyond the arc, 39 points in 35 minutes. He is going to be your Chevy MVP, brought to you by Chevrolet. Check out the all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado at your local Chevy dealer or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. The Bucks, they fall today 140-131. Again, a tough day defensively without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Wes Matthews, I don't think, was perfectly healthy for this one either, as he would walk to the locker room in the first quarter. He did return, but you know, Wes is obviously kind of the heart and soul, I think I would kind of describe him, type of player on the defensive side of the ball, where he's, you know, he's going to bring it. He's not the most athletic guy. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the, you know, most physically gifted player that the Bucks have, but he is definitely going to put forth his best foot on the defensive side of the ball. And if he's not right, no Giannis in there. Brook Lopez maybe not as effective today. Seemed a little bit gassed in there at times. He just played 27 minutes tonight, which is not a ton, but I think for him it's a good amount. The Bucks, you know, fought hard all the way to the end, dug themselves a 25-point hole in this one. They were down 65-40 at one point in the fourth quarter, or excuse me, in the second quarter against the Phoenix Suns today. And ultimately, after playing well in the third quarter, realizing there was actually a game today in Phoenix, kind of just ran out of gas. And the Bucks couldn't get the stops in the fourth quarter that were necessary. Tough to see. The Bucks have lost two straight for the first time this season, and this happened last year as well, right around the same time where they lost the second game of their back-to-back losses. The only time they lost back-to-back games last year in Phoenix. It's just been a tough place to play for the Milwaukee Bucks as they, for whatever reason, it seems, you know, if it's Devin Booker or somebody, always killing them. And Aaron Baines was not very fun to play against today. He had four threes today for the Phoenix Suns after hitting nine on Friday against Portland. It's been didn't really have an answer for him. There was stretches where he was hitting threes and then he was driving by people. So it was kind of one of those where just really didn't have an answer. A triple double for Ricky Rubio today as well for the Phoenix Suns. He had 25, 13, and 13. Did the Spanish guard. So it was a pretty rough one, I would say, for your Milwaukee Bucks. But the big news of the day really is Giannis Antetokounmpo does not have a major injury, just a minor joint capsule sprain of his left knee after that horrible fall, or I should say very awkward-looking fall. Something definitely did not look right on that one. And sure seems like he's going to be okay. You know, it's not a major injury, but the Bucks are definitely going to want to be careful with him. Let's head out to the phone lines again. 414-799-1250. Mayor Mitch in for Billy today. Ram on the north side, you're up next on the Pick and Save Pro Post Game Show. What's going on, Ram?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
You know, I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't think we've beaten Phoenix in 4 years, man.
And they beat him earlier, Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay, that was Super Bowl Sunday.
Maybe not in Phoenix, but sure seems like it's been a while. I agree, in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I think it's because Phoenix match up well with us. And they it's like I always said, the Bucks have a problem with savvy guards in the backcourt. You know, people are talking about Middleton scoring at 39, but we lost. I mean, I want to see a 39 on top of a win, but he gave up 36 to Booker. I mean, I don't like the old saying, I don't know if that's nothing to write home about. You know, we supposed to be able to beat a team like that without our MVP candidate. We supposed to go in there and hand it down to them from the first quarter to the end, you know, wire to wire. And that's a concern. You know, that's going forward. That's going to be a concern. I don't think our fan base should overlook that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it is one game. Thanks for the call, Ram. I mean, it's one game, and it's tough to kind of overreact. And, you know, it's a game less than 48 hours after an emotional victory or loss, a tough-fought game on Friday night. The uncertainty with Giannis all weekend then. You get a little bit of closure before the game, but it's just, you know, obviously that's a big, big, big hole to fill on your roster with no Giannis. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's going to probably take a couple of games when you lose a guy like that, where it's, to fill the scoring and just everything he does, you cannot replace. And it's just, you know, they'll have to figure out a way to sort of compensate tomorrow night in Denver as the Bucks playing in a back-to-back right away. And it's going to be a tough one. Without Giannis, I mean, you're staring down the barrel of an 0-3 road trip right now. And with the way things have gone this season, if you'd have told me that 2 weeks ago, I'd have thought you're nuts that the Bucks would ever have an 0-3 road trip this year with just how much they have cruised. And a little bit of adversity right now for the Bucks, no question. I think it's going to be good and going to be beneficial for this team to sort of learn how to play, you know, under adversity and under just trouble and have to struggle their way through a few games and ultimately learn how to, you know, sort of regroup and come back strong down the stretch in April, play some of their best basketball of the season, hopefully against a tough schedule. That's going to do it for us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. My thanks to Sam Schmitz on the other side of the glass doing the producing on the show. Thanks to you guys who called, listened, emailed, tweeted, Facebook, Twitter, everything. Mayor Mitch here in for Billy. Thanks for listening. Coming up next on The Fan, it's Faith in the Zone. And also, keep it locked here all week. Again, Billy and Tim out at Phoenix right now with Austin, Texas. They're out there working hard, I'm sure, at the moment. And they'll have, you know, shows and updates and reports and all sorts of live coverage out there all week long from Phoenix, Arizona, and the American Family Fields of Phoenix as the Brewers begin their 2020 championship season, if you will. That's going to do it for us here on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. Thanks again for listening. Bucks back at it tomorrow. Radio Joe will have the postgame show tomorrow as they are in Denver. We'll see how the team looks tomorrow without Giannis. And we'll see if they can somehow improve defensively against a somewhat inconsistent Denver Nuggets team. And the record's good, but I think the Denver Nuggets can be beaten. It's going to take some great games from Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe. Certainly, those guys are going to have to pick up the slack on the scoring low. That's going to do it for us. Here again, the Bucks fall 140-131. Thanks for listening. Faith in the Zone comes up next on The Fan.